This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hosted the Dharam Dhwaja on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh today, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood.
Aaj sampurna Bharat, sampurna Vishwa Rammaya hai. Har Ram bhakt ke hriday mein adwitiya santosh hai. Asim kritagyata hai. Apar alaukik anand hai. Sadiyon ke ghaav भर रहे हैं सदियों की वेदना आज विराम पा रही है सदियों का संकल्प आज सिद्धि को प्राप्त हो रहा है आज उस यज्ञ की पूर्णावती है जिसकी अग्नि 500 वर्ष तक प्रज्वलित रही
Mr. Modi asserted that if the nation take a resolve to free itself completely from the mentality of slavery within the next decade then such a flame of confidence will be ignited that no force will be able to stop the realization of the dream of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Agar hum thaan le, agle 10 saal mein, mansik gulami se puri tarah mukti paalenge. Aur tab jaakar ke aisi jwala prajalit hogi, aisa atmavishwas badhega, ki 2047 tak Viksit Bharat ka sapna pura hone se, Bharat ko koi rok nahi paayega.
Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Kurukshetra in Haryana. He offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Personalities like Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji are rare in history and their life, sacrifice and character are a great source of inspiration. Prime Minister Modi said, the whole world has witnessed that the new India neither fears, nor stops, nor bows before terrorism.
Hum vishw ko bandhutva ki baat bhi batate hain aur apni seemaon ki raksha bhi karte hain. Hum shanti chahte hain, lekin apni suraksha se koi samjhota nahi karte. Operation Sindoor इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है पूरे विश्व ने देखा है नया भारत न डरता है न रुकता है और न आतंकवाद के खिलाफ झुकता है आज का भारत साहस और स्पष्टता के साथ पूरी शक्ति से आगे बढ़ रहा है
The Prime Minister also inaugurated Panchajani Memorial in Kurukshetra dedicated to the sacred conch of Lord Krishna Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India must expand its economy and create more employment opportunities by boosting exports. Chairing the fourth meeting of the Board of Trade in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal called for a strong centre-state partnership to boost India's export growth. India and Afghanistan have announced the launch of an air freight corridor linking Kabul with Delhi and Amritsar to enhance bilateral trade and connectivity. The initiative aims to strengthen economic ties and facilitate the movement of essential goods between the two nations. The decision was taken during Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi week-long visit to India, which concluded today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar and both ministers discussed bilateral ties, connectivity and people-to-people exchanges. The nation will celebrate Constitution Day tomorrow. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. The main function will be held in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Ministers and Members of Parliament will attend the event. President Draupadi Murmu today attended an event organized to commemorate the 350th anniversary of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji at Red Fort in Delhi. The president said obeisance to Guru Sahib.